Alabama defense. Two receivers either side. Belusi remains the running back. Shotgun snap to Locke. Looking. One pump. Now throws deflected. Batted around and almost picked off. They'll rule incomplete, as that was very nearly snapped out of the air by Idrick Hill, a defensive lineman. There for the taking, but he couldn't gather it. And the Badgers fortunate to be able to punt it away.
Yeah, that's again the pocket. You don't have 5, 6, 7 seconds. You're going against a really good front. And Braden Locke kind of stopped. He got to the top of his drop, pump faked, and it was just the rush ended up getting there. Fortunate that ball fell to the turf.
Atticus Bertrams is on the punt. The kick is away and fielded at the 42, across the 45. Williams 50, left side 45-40. Ryan Williams still up, and he is driven down by Darrell Peterson at the 36-yard line in Wisconsin territory. So again, really good field position. 41 on the punt, 22 on the return, and the Tide right back in business, up 35-10 with 10:13 remaining.
The special teams, you can look at the entire and you can encapsulate the game, and the special teams has been dominated by the Alabama Crimson Tide. I know they missed the field goal, but just from a possession and field position starting points, that was a beautiful return. The punting game, the kickoff coverage game, it's been dominated by the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Milrow stays in there. He has Jam Miller to his right. Kendrick Law motions left to right. Milrow back to throw. Plenty of time. Deep ball down the right seam. That's caught. Josh Cuevas. Touchdown, Alabama. 37 yards on the pitch and catch. Make it 41-10, the Crimson Tide.
Well, there were two options. Both tight ends running down the field. Hunter Wooler had a guess and go off of the left hash where there was a tight end running wide open. And then that just opened up down the right seam. That was as easy of a pitch and catch. He almost overthrew him, but an easy pitch and catch for Milrow. And I'm guessing that'll be the end of the day for Jalen.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty good...
Pretty good little finishing
catch. Yeah, go ahead and drop the mic after that. Graham Nicholson on for the PAT. And make it 42-10. Alabama, 37 yards on the pass play to Cuevas, and we'll continue to keep it here.
They're
as advertised.
Yeah, they're good, and unfortunately, Wisconsin has not put its best out there today. They have not played their best football, turning it over. And unfortunately, quarterback gets hurt in that first drive. You're moving the football, and that was unfortunate. It took a little time for Braden Locke, but I think we said all coming into this week this was going to be a big test for where Wisconsin's at. And I think today has been a very clear answer that as a program, we have a long way to go to compete with the likes of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yeah, there's some sobering numbers, really, in the playoff era for Wisconsin. You look in the Big Ten alone. The big three of the Big Ten considered Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State. In the playoff era, so that goes back to 2014, the first year of the 14 playoff, against those three programs, the Badgers are 3-12.
It's not great.
The three wins have come against Michigan. Ofers against Ohio State and Penn State. Now, you played in the old Big Ten West, and that could work in your favor as this kick from Talty will go out of bounds. On three occasions, Wisconsin played Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game, two times very competitively.
Yep.
The other time, we won't talk about
that. Yeah, not so much.
But that's the step these guys, they're trying to get back to that level. Now, I should also mention, in that span were two New Year's Six Bowl wins, the Cotton Bowl and the Orange Bowl, which over the last 30 years is two more than Notre Dame has.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's obviously, Luke Fickell's been here a year and some change, trying to do some things differently, no question about it. But Alabama today, physically, they've just done a lot of things that Wisconsin has not had any answers for.
No, you're right. Darian Dupree in there at running back from the 25-yard line of Wisconsin, 1st and 10. Receivers out to the right, one to the left. Locke will hand off to Dupree over the left side, and he gets cartwheeled but stays on his feet. Good work by him to just get 3 yards out of, maybe a yard or so at best. But I guess the point of the record against the big three, and now you play, the best program in America over the last couple decades in Alabama. Is that it shows the daunting task of what this current Wisconsin program is trying to get to. And they, I should add, in that playoff first 10 years, they had made the playoffs three times based on their rankings at the end of the final championship, conference championship game rankings, as Dupree tries the left side, gets a yard to the 29-yard line. But you're really, as much as anything, you know, the schedule is a big part of it. And you get the, you know, like teams like Rutgers, who every year where it's going to play, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State. Well, the schedule looks a little different for Rutgers now. And this year for Wisconsin, the league schedule alone looks pretty daunting.
Yep.
Third down and six for the Badgers, their own 29-yard line. Shotgun snap to Lock, four-man rush. Braden throws, high pass incomplete. Wanted Kekahuna at the 35-yard line, the ball buzzing over his head. And it's three and out for the Badgers with 8:52 remaining, 42-10. Alabama leading Wisconsin.
I thought today you have to play, you're never going to play a perfect game, but you need to really be on point with what you're doing execution-wise. And I think from the offensive standpoint, the numbers, you know, running the football, 36 for 132, averaging 3.7. It's the same thing that we saw in that opener. It's just everything's so hard.
It is.
When you're playing the big dogs, man, they're going to make you pay. You're not going to be able to do 19, 18. You know, we had the 117-play drive. It's just really hard to sustain that. We found that out today.
Atticus Bertrams with the punt. Bama lets it hit. Badgers kill it at the 12-yard line. A 59-yard punt with a great bounce for Atticus Bertrams. 8 minutes, 39 seconds left of the game. 42-10 Alabama. The tide will be taken over as we will play on here at Camp Randall.
And, you know, just in watching what the O-line was doing this week, I think we all knew that these boys were really good. That just continuing, I kept emphasizing the third and long, because that's what Alabama builds their defense on being able to do. And we just we weren't able to stay out of those positions today enough.
A couple of major mistakes with turnovers. Hope we make life even easier. Ty Simpson now the quarterback for Alabama, and they'll run it up the middle across the 15-yard line. And up to about the 17 goes Daniel Hill, a freshman out of Meridian, Mississippi. Up to the 17-yard line, a gain of five. Second down and five for Alabama. Ty Simpson, to a highly regarded quarterback, appeared a half dozen games a year ago. This is the 12th game he's appeared in. Was in for a snap in the first half, and the helmet came off of Milrow. Here's a throw to the left side. Caleb Odom, tall wide receiver, makes the catch. Jonas DeClona on the tackle of the 25 of the near side. That'll be a first down. Odom, 6'5", a freshman out of Georgia. They just keep rolling him in.
Yeah, I was going to say that. They got a lot of their backups in, and they look the part, too. It's just a nonstop load of talent that just keeps coming out here.
First and 10 for the Tide at its own 26-yard line. Simpson will give it to Hill, and Aaron Witt crashing down makes the play at the 25-yard line. Well, you never have to worry about this guy giving anything less than his very best, Aaron Witt.
Yeah, he's been flying around today, and yeah, the great thing is you're never questioning effort with Wisconsin's football team. That is not the case. It's Aaron Witt, that's his fifth tackle of the day, chasing stuff down. You're still seeing good effort from these guys.
Second down and 10 for the Tide from their own 25-yard line. Under 7 minutes to play now, 42-10 Alabama. Two receivers left, likewise on the right. Simpson looking to throw. Quick shot right side, caught by Odom. He gets whacked by DeClona. Progress stopped inbounds across the 30-yard line. Place at the 32 of the far side. Gain of seven. Third down and three for Alabama.
What a different era of football. You're up 32 points. You're still winging it around.
We've seen it.
It is what it is.
Yeah, we've seen it, in fairness, when Paul was a coach. You get a backup in there. You don't want them. Somebody you want to get some legit work. I mean, but you're right. It is different, but we have seen Wisconsin teams do this. with the game in hand as well. Simpson to throw, looking. Short pass over the middle. That's caught across the 35-yard line. Rolled down by Max Lofi at the 39. And that'll be a first down for Alabama. Tied getting into the depth chart. That was Rico Scott with the catch. 5:50 to play. 42-10 Alabama. Both teams with byes next week. Another highly anticipated game coming up for Alabama, playing Georgia. And the Badgers travel to Los Angeles, the Coliseum, to play USC. USC is idle today. We'll be at Michigan next week. And first down, quick pass, left side across the 40-yard line, breaking outside the numbers and getting belted over there by Hunter Wohler. And again, that is Rico Scott. Gain of about 7 to the 46 of Alabama, second down. Up in the final 5 minutes. Oh, big crowd here. A lot of Wisconsin football alums taking this one in. Double wide to the right. Daniel Hill, the running back. Simpson will pull it, running off to the left side, and gets shoved out of bounds over there by Preston Zachman. Over toward the Gatorade station here on the Wisconsin sideline. See where they mark it. They needed about the 48 and a half. The ball's at the 48 of Alabama. So third and short for the Tide.
I just love watching Ben Barton. The game is in hand, and he just took both hands and just completely worked his guard, shoving him to the ground right at the line of scrimmage.
Good dude. Always enjoy talking to him. And on our pregame show today, here's Richard Hill getting a handoff, and he will, or Daniel Hill, I should say, getting a handoff, getting the first down at the 50. Ben, as you said, the only married guy on the team. And somebody who was a pretty good basketball player, actually, at Stratford.
Stratford, big rival of Auburndale.
Oh, yeah.
I think we used to always play Stratford. Cal Tacus.
How'd you do it?
We don't talk about that. In basketball, we'll talk all day. Football, we will not.
Well, you were a nimble basketball player.
J.J. Schutz and the whole boys. Yeah, we used to get after those boys in hoops.
Simpson trying to hit Odom on the right side and still a little too high for the 6'5 receiver at the 40-yard line of the far side. Duclona on the coverage, second and 10. Did you school them on the basketball court?
We did. Well, yeah, we did. For as much as they schooled us in, on the football field, we usually got them on the court.
There you go. All right. Ah, the high school memories.
They don't leave you. A lot of other stuff leaves you. That doesn't.
Second and 10, Alabama from the 50 with 3:36 to play. And off goes to Hill, and it's Jaheim Thomas getting there. And also in on the play is Brandon Lane, defensive line for Wisconsin. Young man transfer out of Stephen F. Austin. They'll mark at the 49 of Wisconsin, third down and 9 for Alabama.
Yeah, and I think Wisconsin is still trying to kind of find that secret sauce. The pass rush today, I think a lot of us hoped we'd see a little bit more of it. Way too easy, I think, for Alabama's quarterbacks.
Yeah, again, that offensive line. Look at the difference between the very best of the best. And You hear it a lot. Offensive line, defensive line, elite level talent.
Typically how these games are won and lost. And
there you go.
There we go.
Yeah, a sack right there is crashing in is Christian Allegro. Yeah. We got a sack last week against South Dakota. He gets one here against Alabama. Inside the Tide 45-yard line of the 44. And Alabama will be punting with 2:35 left in the game and the Tide leading 42-10.
Yeah, and those are the things. I always say this at the end of games, and you know, I know Allegro is a key component to what we do, but when you make those plays, coaches take notice, and more opportunities typically come from that.
Another punt from Burnup, and another one that is sky high. Tyrell Henry handling the punt return duties, and he has not had a chance really to return one. Another fair catch at the 11-yard line. Well, time to spotlight today's Best in the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Kind of gave it away a few minutes ago, but Will Pauling, you know, that guy just keeps producing. What, 9 catches, 83 yards, a touchdown? And just a terrific player and such an important part of this offense as this group tries to figure it out. I mean, there's no hiding from that, but whatever the solution is going to be, Will Pauling is going to be a big part of it.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, 9 catches today, 83 yards, just tough. Continue to fight across the middle and make plays when Wisconsin needed some. He gave his best effort today.
Here's the handoff to Darian Dupree, twisting around traffic across the 15-yard line. Young fella fights his way to the 18 or 19-yard line. Well, we saw Dupree in his debut last week at 6 carries. Freshman out of Chicago, Mount Carmel High School. As we hit the 2-minute timeout, we'll go ahead and take a break. 8-yard run for Darian Dupree. We'll step away. 2 minutes to play. 42-10, Alabama leads Wisconsin. We're back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of September 27th through the 29th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $1,999 or more, and get a $100 in-store or online gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. 42-10, Alabama leads the Badgers with 2 minutes remaining. Darian Dupree, a very impressive 8-yard run, second and 2 for the Badgers at their 19-yard line.
And this is the time you hope you can maybe find a spark, because I think offensively we've seen that there's been some struggles. We've been able to do some things, but from a big play standpoint and everything else, obviously today has been pretty eye-opening. And you hope maybe it's going to be one of these young guys that elevates their game and earns some more opportunities to get out there, because right now we have a lot of guys working hard, competing. We had Chez for 11 for 66 today, and I think Cade Iacomelli's done some good things. But I do think we need a big spark to find some big plays, and whether it's going to be one of these young guys that emerges, this is the time. And I know there's 2 minutes left in a 32-point game, but this is how you kind of put your name out there and get those coaches' attention to say, we need to find more ways to put these players out on the field.
Yeah, you know this better than I. Everything you do is watched.
Absolutely.
That's just how it is. By the way, today, Quincy Burrow's been back in the lineup getting some repetitions. A young man out of Jacksonville, Florida, receiver, transferred from Cincinnati. He's banged up much of fall camp, man, and has worked his way back
in. I'll tell
in.
You what, if you, I know this is, you know, it's somber, down 32. You want to have a good time. Get around Peterson, Ricardo.
They're awesome.
Quincy, yep. And Will. That is a fun group. Been able to spend some time with those guys, and it is a laugh a minute. And the battles, that the conversations and the debates and all, it is. If you're ever interested in entertaining yourself, find those four guys and take a listen.
Yeah, gifted players, of course. But, yeah, listening to those guys, it's a comedy show in and of itself. Here's the handoff to Dupree on second and 2, and he gets drilled at the 20-yard line. They're still about a yard shy. A lot of what makes that interesting, those guys you're talking about, you know, two are transfers from Cincinnati. Two guys play offense. Two guys play defense. But they clicked going back to last year. Says something about the chemistry. You always worry about that, particularly now in this transfer era. You know, how guys are going to be able to mix and mingle. And those guys, they hit it off with a jump.
They are hilarious. And, yeah, it is interesting. You have guys that have been lifers here and then two others. And best of buddies.
Here's a third down handoff off the left side. Goes Dupree. He needed one. It looks like he'll get two. And a first down is Alabama going well into its defensive depth chart. J.P. Benshaw checking in for Wisconsin. J.T. Seagreese, Kevin Haywood. Seagreese tight end. Haywood an offensive lineman. Riley Malman coming out. Approaching the final minute here, 42-10, Alabama. So Dupree stays in there. Renfro still in at center, as sends it back to Locke. He'll give it to Dupree in a hard collision off the right side, and a yard at best for Darian Dupree. And the Badgers will need to stamp it one more time. They're not interested in stopping it. Down to 40 seconds left in the game. Second and 9 for the Badgers at their 23.
That was a pretty good little evidence of what Wisconsin is up against. That you have these down linemen, and offensive line coaches will always tell you, make sure you move the down guy. And that was the case where you tried to move that down guy, you didn't. And then you kind of had a flail to get up on that outside line, on that middle linebacker. You couldn't, and he stuffed it right in the hole.
On second down and 9, they'll keep it on the ground. Dupree across the 25-yard line up to the 27, and that will wrap it up as we have hit the final 10 seconds. Luke Fickell making his way to midfield to shake hands with Kalen DeBoer, and now DeBoer's head coaching record improves to 107-12. Alabama coming to town and providing the latest example of why Alabama could very well be a serious national title contender yet again. Come to the end of it here at Camp Randall. Final score, Alabama 42, Wisconsin 10. We're back with a postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP4 dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Sirius XM is your destination for all things college sports. And we've got you covered. On Big Ten Radio, there is complete coverage of every school in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along on the Sirius XM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now you can get 3 months of Sirius XM free. Subscribe now. See offer details at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Sports.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see say for each other.
I see say because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Badger football has been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Welcome to the Badger post-game show.
Well, quite honestly, it was what many had expected nationally going into this game. That's some higher hopes here locally. It started kind of promising for Wisconsin, getting a Daniel Vaco's 53-yard field goal. It started promising, but it didn't.
Yeah.
Because on that possession, Tyler Van Dyke was lost for at least this game, and he's on crutches and with a brace on the right leg. He was hurt on that opening possession. Braden Locke did what he could. It was going to be tough enough to begin with. And by the way, 42-10, your final, Alabama beats Wisconsin. But Tausch, it was going to be hard enough. But when you have two fumbles in your own territory, you service the favored team that way. And Wisconsin, when it had to, just did not have defensive answers to prevent the big play from the
time. Jalen Milroe was an absolute stud today. You know, 12 of 17, 196. And the part that I think we all coming in knew Wisconsin needed to limit what he was going to do on the ground, and unfortunately couldn't do that either. 14 carries, 75 yards. He is a dynamic playmaker, and it puts a ton of stress on your defense. So I think we all understood coming in this was a monumentally tough task. A home game, you had these great opportunities to kind of show where you're at, and you did kind of see where you're at. Alabama is a really good football team. They're incredibly physical and strong at the line of scrimmage, and their skill guys beat our skill guys. So I think this is a very humbling game, I think, from a Wisconsin fan standpoint, but you're going to continue to plug along and you have to improve. But today Alabama was just in a different class than what we are.
Yeah, swing moments. We mentioned the turnovers, and then late in the first half, Wisconsin trying to get back into the game. It's 14-3 Alabama. The Badgers have a promising drive. It stalls, and then there was a missed field goal, and then very quickly Alabama went down the field, got a touchdown. So leading 21-3 at the half, it was the double dip opportunity, and Alabama did just that, scoring late in the first half and then taking the kickoff in the second half and just ripping it down the field. And what you thought was a game on the brink of being a one-score game, maybe you make it 14-6, who knows, maybe 14-10, all of a sudden it's 28-3 and the wheels are off.
Yeah, again, when you're playing a team like this, there's no room for error. And you get rid of the turnovers. Obviously, those two turnovers provided 14 points for Alabama. But, yeah, I do think that was a critical part in the game. You move the ball. You're taking a lot of clock out. You get it down, and you're in position to make a makeable kick. And if it's 14-6 and you're kicking off, it's a whole different animal. You miss the kick. And for the first time this season, I didn't feel like the guys responded the way you really needed to, because 30-some seconds left. Two plays later, they're in the end zone with a touchdown. We end up running the clock out, and from there it spiraled. And you're not going to make a big comeback against Alabama, not at least as we're built right now. So all of those things kind of snowballed, and that's how you end up getting beat by 32 points.
42-10, Alabama defeats Wisconsin here this afternoon. We'll continue with our postgame show presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired from medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Amory Discount Liquor has the best selection of all alcoholic beverages, all for a great low price. Save now on new Glarus products, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Busch Light, and more. If beer isn't your choice, don't worry. Shop their selection of whiskeys, rums, wines, seltzers, and other options. And while you're shopping, check out their new selection of Lipton Hard Iced Tea and Hard Mountain Dew. Amory Discount Liquor, located on the south side of Amory at 1020 River Place Mall, open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Take a peek at the red zone recap from Case IH. While our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH has you covered. Our equipment is designed to help you tackle every field challenge and take your success all the way to the end zone. Learn more at caseih.com/badgers. As we recap Alabama's 42-10 win against Wisconsin, the Tide 2-2. In the red zone, getting into the end zone both occasions. The Badgers got there just once and did score on a fourth and goal at the 3 of Braden Locke. 3-yard pass to Will Pauling, and that actually had capped a drive that I don't know how many times it's going to happen to Alabama this season. A drive of 17 plays, 75 yards that took more than half of a quarter, 8 minutes and 14 seconds, but They couldn't get into the red zone and still touts the ongoing problems of the inability for a big play. And they just, it's not new. When you face a defense like this, it's going to be hard to get anything done in that regard. But that's still part of the work in progress, how hard this team has to work to score points.
Yeah, and it's we saw that on the Friday night against Western Michigan. We saw some big plays, but when you're playing a different caliber of team, and Alabama is right there with Georgia, it's big boy football. Trying to do that consistently, it ain't going to happen. You need to get chunk plays, and right now we're just very limited with where we can get those big chunk plays from, and it's just really difficult to ask whatever quarterback, Braden, Tyler, whoever it's going to be, it's really difficult to just sit there and stand in that pocket when you have a big-time pass rush. And Alabama had that today. So all of those things, I don't know how you just it's not like there's some magic button you hit and, oh, here's the 30-yard play. The players have to make them, and you have to scheme it up. And right now it just – it's like you said, Matt, it's just everything is really hard. And football is hard enough as it is. And when you don't have that dynamic playmaker that can kind of alleviate some of that pressure – it ends up piling up, and it's really hard to withhold that water. If it's a dam, it eventually is going to break.
And not we have not seen that breakaway backfield ability as well. And it's okay. Giacomelli's doing everything he can. Ches Malusi, 11 for 66, 6 yards tote against his defense. Like, okay. That's pretty good. Cade, 8 for 39. Tawee Walker, like, kind of toughing his way through the game here today. You know, he's not 100%. Had to earn those 26 yards over 11 carries. Darian Dupree getting some work late, 8 carries for 24 yards. But again, the red zone recap, Badgers converting their one chance. Alabama goes 2 for 2. This Case IH red zone recap brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Learn more at caseih.com/badgers. Alabama 42, Wisconsin 10, your final. The postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. We'll continue in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
$1 million. That's big, really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We continue with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show as Alabama takes down Wisconsin here this afternoon, 42-10. We'll send it downstairs moments ago. Mike Heller caught up with head coach Luke Fickell.
Let me begin talking about that first series of the game and just get a sense of the Tyler Van Dyke injury. That's a significant moment in the game, starting with the kid and obviously for your team.
Yeah, it's tough. We don't know exactly, but obviously there was no way he was going to come back today, and we're going to have to see. But it's a tough one. It's one of those things you got to find a way to overcome, and we've talked about, you know, when something happens, we got to find somebody else to be able to step up, and that's just a part of, you know, kind of what went wrong today. That's just one phase of it. There's a lot more phases of it that, you know, we can all do a better job of.
Luke, that message that you give to your team in the locker room moments ago, what's the core of that?
If you haven't had your ass whooped before, you just did. And if you're in this game long enough, you will. And it's all about how you handle it and how you respond. You know, whether you lose by one or you lose by 34, it stinks. And you know, the thing about it is you got to be able to control your mind and handle the things that are around us and, you know, find a way to continue to push forward. We knew there was going to be, you know, things that were going to happen this year that we're going to have to overcome. This is one of them.
When you have big matchups, whether it's even or there's a upset-minded kind of a game, turnovers are always going to be a big difference. You didn't force any today, and when they got them off of the Chez run and another one later, they turned them into points.
Yeah, two touchdowns on both the turnovers. You know, bad punt, give them the ball on the short side of the field. Another time, I mean, they beat us in all three phases of the game today. There's not a phase of the game where I could say we did a good job of, and that's, you know, that's credit to them. But you know, there's no way you're going to beat a team like that when you can't find a way to make some things happen for you. Turnovers in particular is probably the number two thing that we talked about this week. Number one being big plays, which is the other one that cost us. And both of those were obviously issues for us today.
Their ability to stretch it out at the last possession of the first half after a missed field goal, two plays, 73 yards, and their opening drive of the third quarter, if you were going to be in it, those two were killers for you.
Yeah, I take blame on the halftime thing. That's, you know, can't put ourselves in those situations, but that's, I mean, you talk about a complete flip of momentum. We're actually in a really tough situation with losing Tyler right where you want to be in the type of game that you want to play in that first half, you know, outside of 40 seconds to go in the first half. And then, you know, things swung and swung fast, and we didn't recover.
Last one for you, Luke. What will your players and your leadership need to do? You get a bye week next. You're going to be at USC. What's the flip here?
We got to see what we're made of. Yeah. That's, you know, there's a lot of those things. We've talked about this in the summer with the leadership group on how you would handle things if, you know, if and when you're 2-0 or 2-1 or 4-0 or 2-2, and, you know, just going through scenarios of, you know, how it's going to be and what's going to be said and what are you going to do? And, you know, all things aside, you know, sometimes criticism is to me, the easiest thing to handle because it just makes you mad and sometimes just pulls you tighter and closer. And that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to pull ourselves tighter and closer together and find out the guys that are going to continue to grow and hunt.
Coach, thank you. Matt, back to you guys.
Right, thank you very much. I think Fickell is more transparent than most at this level, at the head coaching level. One of his answers about getting your butt whipped, and they did. I mean, you watch this game, anybody who viewed this game, you watch one team come out of the tunnel, it looks a hell of a lot different than what the other team looks like coming out of the tunnel. And that's just the fact of life right now. It's an Alabama team with no apparent weaknesses, playing a team without any really great strength. And they try as they might. You can't have a perfect game, but you have to be as mistake-free as possible. Talish, you know, talking to one of former assistants, you know, at the Hall of Fame thing last week for Tarik and Tarik Salah and Donnell Thompson. It's, you know, you play the teams like Ohio State or Michigan, you may not be as talented, but you know, you maybe scheme them up a little bit. You're tougher. You're fundamentally sound. I mean, even when Barry was building this, you know, trying to make whatever he could out of what he walked into, you get some special teams plays. You talked about it during the game. If, you know, if it's Troy Vincent bringing one back, or you can pin teams deep, and you're still trying to find answers there too.
Yeah, and I thought, Luke, the getting your butt whooped, we all saw it. That's what happened today. It was a complete whooping on all sides of it. And I think you look at it and you kind of talk about, you know, Alabama was a lot better football team. And we thought coming in it was going to be a huge challenge, and it was. But I do think, could things have changed? You make that kick and it's 14-6 at half. I still don't think we're going to win this game. But at least you just want to keep scoreboard pressure, and you can't make it easy. Today we made it easy for them.
Yep.
And I think when you have that talent gap that you're talking about, you got to make it really tough. You got to get in the mud, and that was not the case today. And I think when you look back at, you know, in the past, that is what I think a lot of Wisconsin teams are really good at, is just making it muddy, making it that game. And today it was the opposite. You kind of handed them stuff. And when you have a team this good and you give them stuff, you get your butt whooped.
And it's part of, as hard as this is to say or hear, it's part of the value of an opponent like this coming in here. Because you could, other teams, like, they didn't play great against Western Michigan and South Dakota, but they were a little bit bigger, a little bit better in certain areas, and you're able to find ways to win, which is great because that we've already seen in college
football, it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. So you let yourself feel good about the win, but a game like this, you now have you're staring in the face of, okay, here's what we cannot get away with. Here's where we need to get better. And, you know, the bye is good. Do you want to say it? Perfect time.
Yeah, it's always a perfect time for a bye.
But this time it might actually be true and regroup because now you're going out west.
Starting the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And I think what this does today, reality sits in. Because we saw some flaws in the first 2 weeks. You saw some of the things that we questioned last year and were they rectified? And so today it's when you can prep for tests, you can get little quizzes, but when the big boy test comes and you get the result back and you get an F, it's a slap to the face like, all right, I either pick my stuff up or I'm going to be bleep, or you flip it and you say, all right, what do I have to do to change this? Because this today, this is where we're at as a program, and it's a sobering reality that we're 32 points, and it could have been worse. What we saw today.
All right, Alabama wins 42-10. We'll have more of our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, Matt Matt here from Brewpub Lots and Matzah Pizza, the official pizza of your UW Badgers. Hey listen, we get it. Games can be long, stressful, and work up an appetite. That's why you need a pizza that'll go all four quarters. A Brewpub Lots and Matzah Pizza. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with high quality meat and veggie toppings, a bold flavorful sauce on a thin crust, then comes the boom! They're bombarded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese that'll have you yelling,
touchdown!
Snag a Brewpub Lots and Matzah Pizza in the frozen pizza section of your local grocer today.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us, and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
42-10, Alabama takes down Wisconsin as we continue with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show. Jalen Milroe accounted for 5 touchdowns today, 3 passing on 12 of 17 overall, 196 yards. He rushed it 14 times for 75 yards. and ran it in on two occasions. Ryan Williams, their outstanding, albeit very young receiver. He turns 18 sometime next winter. He's their Braylon Allen. He's only 17. He gets to hear that all year. Four catches for 78 yards and a score in this game. He has four touchdown receptions already. Braden Locke coming in for Tyler Van Dyke. Braden was 13 out of 26, 125 yards and a score. Will Pauling, nine catches for 83 yards and the one touchdown, 25-yard reception. That was the longest play from scrimmage for Wisconsin here today. Ches Malusi, 11 totes for 66 yards, leading the way on the ground. 407 total offense for Bama, 290 for Wisconsin. Again, the big play ability. Average yards per completion for Bama, 14 yards, 7.8 for Wisconsin. Tied running just 56 plays. That was all they needed to get 42 points. Two drives in very short fields and then big plays otherwise. And for the Badgers, it's dust yourself off, learn from it, and start Big Ten play in 2 weeks.
And you're not going to play Alabama again. So that's, I think, a plus. Milroe was just the best player on the field. And he, you know, everything that we thought you needed to contain, we didn't. His running ability was a huge threat, and it opened up everything else. So you tip your cap, and I think now, you know, as Fick kind of said with Mike afterwards, now you find out what you're all about. Because this test, there's going to be a lot of disappointment. I can just imagine what it's going to be like out in the outer world where everybody now, it's over. I can just imagine what is all going to be said on this post-game show and every other post-game show. And the players just, you can't worry about that. It's just, let's get back to work and focus on this Big Ten season. So when you have a tough loss like this, it's all about reshaping that narrative and saying, all right, we're 2-1, Big Ten season's here. All of our goals are still ahead of us. But I think everybody realizes where we're at right now isn't going to be good enough.
No, not close. And they know that full well. It used to be that old line, you block out the outside noise. That's pretty much impossible in today's world. So you try to use it as fuel and just get better. That's the goal here for this team moving forward. 42-10, Alabama over Wisconsin here this afternoon. Well, in the first upset of the day, Lance Allen comes in here clean shaven as opposed to last week. So, you know, have that visual going for you. Got a haircut looking, you know, like the Lance Allen we've all known and loved for a number of years.
The old TV guy, radio guy. Now he still looks like he's a TV guy.
Yeah, he is. You know, Billy there, Billy Schmidt, you know.
Yeah, look at him.
He's still got the growth going. He's good. Styling and profiling those two guys. They'll take you through here, part of our network post-game show. A lot more to cover here. Our thanks to Aisha Jackson back at our network studio, to Patrick Herb, who we made drink orders. He did not deliver.
Yeah, we're still
disappointed.
Waiting.
Yep, kind of a letdown.
We needed him about middle of the third quarter. He never showed up.
That's right. Well, we grinded through. Dave McCann, our engineer. We're moving on, folks, is what we're trying to do.
What did Belichick always say? We're on to USC.
We're on to USC. We're on to USC. 42-10, Alabama defeats Wisconsin here this afternoon. Stay with us. More to come. Billy Schmidt, Lance Allen stepping in as the local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you.
Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th. Thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Action! When I grew up, I want to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
We continue with the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP4 dealers. I'm Billy Schmidt alongside Lance Allen, wrapping up the 42-10 Alabama victory here against the Wisconsin Badgers. Difficult day, to say the least, for the Wisconsin offense, and one that is made quite a bit more difficult when, in the midst of the opening drive, the Badgers lose Tyler Van Dyke. 5 of 5 at the time for 16 yards, had a scamper of 9, and then on what was a third down play, Lance Allen, that the Badgers were ultimately kind of bailed out by a penalty on the Alabama defense, which was the issue for Alabama a week ago.
Right.
And at that exact moment when the first drive was starting, you thought, okay, here we go. Bail out with a defensive penalty. Get yourself inside Bama territory. Go get some points. And instead, you lose your starting quarterback 3 plays later and 3 misses from Braden Locke later. You're able to convert 3-0. Nathaniel Vakos drills it through, but then 28 unanswered by the Tide as they roll today. I don't know what the difference would have been, but man, Braden Locke looked sharp in the Tyler Van Dyke looked sharp early. Braden Locke early in his day did not, and the Wisconsin offense was unable to pick it up early enough, and the Wisconsin defense ends up cratering late. That's a recipe for an upset. What happened to the Wisconsin Badgers here today? They needed that onto the other side.
And I think you're right, Billy, in the sense that, you know, TVD was 5 of 5. I don't think he would have been perfect on the day,
Yeah. But
it seemed like he was pretty locked in. Braden Locke, no pun intended. It took him a while to get going, and he was 13 of 26 in this game. And I think Matt and Mark kind of hinted at this, but I'll kind of accentuate it is, you know, on the pregame, with the boys, you know, with Reed as well as Nick, they asked me specifically if an upset or even anything close to an upset happens, it's basic football. You can't turn the ball over. You have to get more turnovers. A team that, let's face facts, Alabama, you know, deeper roster, more talented. They're top, you know, they're fourth for a reason. They're in the top five.
A legit top five team.
You cannot turn the ball over. You have to get them to turn the ball over. You can't give them and you know 14 points off those 2 turnovers on short fields and things like that. And then at the end of the first half, you can't miss a field goal and have them literally go in 17 seconds, 71 yards on 2 plays. That's a backbreaker. That's game. Even if you had even a slim chance, that's game over pretty much right there at the half. And then I think we're going to dive into some of these comments that Luke Fickell made after the game about, you know, obviously, you know, some certain situations, running the ball, doing certain things or whatever. I think there were times today where the Badgers looked fairly good, just, you know, yeah, ground and pound, whatever. But the ball was on the turf a little too often. And the defense got gashed, and there's a lot to correct here.
Yeah, a couple of turnovers and turnover on downs inside plus territory, a missed field goal, Lance, as you mentioned, and that missed field goal, talk about it right away, 30-some seconds to go in the first half when the Nathaniel Vaco's 44-yarder goes wide right. Two plays later, into the end zone, Milroe and company for the Tide. He hits Ryan Williams. They mentioned Mark and Matt did earlier.
17 years old.
Yeah, Braylon Allen also.